That's a jazz improvisation by students from a secondary school in Prague, where almost all the pupils come from the Roma minority. They were performing at the presentation of a new literary prize, named after the academic Milena Hipshmanova. Until her death last year, she had devoted many years to supporting Romani writing and culture. The new competition had only one condition. Entries had to be written in the Romani language, spoken in various dialects by Roma communities around the world for hundreds of years. Helena Sadilkova from the Museum of Romani Culture in Brno was on the competition jury. After the ceremony, she spoke to David Vaughan.
About half of the pieces that we received were written by the students from a secondary school. It has been established in the Czech Republic for people who were supposed to be working in the Romani communities. Even though it wasn't supposed to be a Roma-only school, it ended up that most of the students that are now in the schools are from the Romani communities around the Czech Republic, and they have Romani language as one of the subjects that they are receiving their education in. We also received pieces from now already established Romani writers, such as Andrei Giňa. He's mostly writing about his experiences from Slovakia, from pre-war Slovakia.
And the experiences of the teenagers who are writing, they must be dramatically different from writers like Andrei Giňa, who's well-known and who is a well-established Romani writer.
Mm-hmm. I think the greatest difference for me was that these young people are writing about their own experiences and their own emotions. They are writing for themselves, whereas writers like Andrei Giňa somehow are aware of being the speakers of the Romani community.
And so what sort of things were the younger writers writing?
The piece that received one of the prizes was written by a boy who has been abusing drugs, and he has got through it. Now he's studying at the secondary school, so he was explaining how he got into the problem with the drugs. And then we had pieces that were talking about the history of the families. For example, the boy that has received the first prize in the prose category, he's only 14 years old, and is quite remarkable in how he is actually capable of writing, putting things together. And he has been writing about the history of his own family, describing the history of his grandfather and grandmother.
There's often a lot of doom and gloom about the future of the Romani language here in the Czech Republic, that young Roma don't speak the Romani language as well as their parents and their grandparents, and quite often they know only a few words. Do you have the impression that there is a future for the Romani language generally and for Romani writing?
There are teenagers who use Romani in their everyday communication with their teen colleagues or students or friends. So, in a way, there is a future among the people themselves. And then what's more important, as for example the secondary school shows, there is a future for the Romani language even in the schools, because Romani is taught in these schools and it is bringing results, as we've seen in the competition. All of these pieces were written in Romani, and in most of the pieces that we received, it was a very nice language.
Helena Sadilkova of the Museum of Romani Culture in Brno, and she was talking there to David Vaughan at that prize-giving ceremony on Thursday evening.